In November of 13, we thought we were done. Thought we'd made the last haul of the season. But the word had come down that we'd make one more run, as more company profit was there to be won. Our ship called the Crawford was just 6 years old. She was built strong to last a good 80 years more. She was longer and wider, massive and bold, storing 12,000 plus tons of raw iron ore. Now we're up, bound and empty, again we will go through the Sioux to Duluth, Minnesota. The last hold of ore for the season we'll load, tempting fate in November once more. The wind started howling, the gale flags flew, as we steamed on past the fort, rash at light. The waves grew to mountains, the snow and wind blew, and the sky grew as dark as the dead of the night. And up near Point Hobart, the first mate did shout, "Well, there's a ship off to starboard, it's the Argus," he cried. She was caught in a trough, and she couldn't break out, and was crushed like an eggshell right in front of our eyes. Now we're up, bound and empty, again we will go through the Sioux to Duluth, Minnesota. The last hold of ore for the season we'll load, tempting fate in November once more. Then the aft cabin windows caved in with the waves that flooded the messroom and the galley below. Both anchors soon parted along with their chains, and the rivets were popping as we twisted and bowed. We struggled to keep the George Crawford afloat as the last of two ships left on Huron that day, bowed astern covered with thick ice and snow, with our loved ones back home left to wonder and pray. Now we're up, bound and empty, again we will go through the Sioux to Duluth, Minnesota. The last hold of ore for the season we'll load, tempting fate in November once more. Slight reprieve, and we brought her back around to the battering wind. We steamed her ahead, still scared but relieved, with a glimmer of hope we might get home again. The next morning arrived, we put in at the Sioux. The ship and the crew, they were battered and worn, but St. Christopher must have been there with us too. For the Crawford had lived through the greatest of storms. Now we're up, bound and empty, again we will go through the Sioux to Duluth, Minnesota. The last hold of ore for the season we'll load, tempting fate in November once more. Now we're up, bound and empty, again we will go through the Sioux to Duluth, Minnesota. The last hold of ore for the season will load, tempting fate in November once more.